I proceeded, therefore, and after a voyage of 50 days, came to the countries of the Bashnakar, a people who have mouths like those of dogs. This is a vile race. They have no religion, neither that of the Hindus nor any other. They live in houses made of reeds upon the seashore. Their trees are those of the banana, the fawful, and the betel nut. The men are of the same form as ourselves, except that the mouths are like those of dogs. But the women have mouths like any other folks. The men go naked, without the least covering whatsoever. Only one among them I saw, who had put his virilia into a painted hollow reed, which was hung to his belly. The women cover themselves with the leaves of trees. One, who had much intercourse with them, told me that they copulate like beasts, without the least concealment. The men will have 30 or more wives, but adultery is not committed. Should anyone, however, be convicted of this crime, his punishment is to be hanged until he is dead, until he brings either a friend or slave who is willing to be hanged for him. He may then go free. The sentence for the woman is that the king shall command all his servants to trample upon her one after another, till she dies. She is then thrown into the sea. The women resist the men to a degree beyond their nature, but the men, from their baseness of character and fear about the women, will not allow any one of the merchants to proceed on the sea in front of their houses. They will merely consult and trade with them, carrying their fresh water on the backs of elephants. When we put into their port, their king came to us riding on an elephant, upon which there was something like a saddle cloth made of skin. The king himself was dressed in goatskin, the hairy part of which he had turned outwards. Upon his head was a turban of coloured silk, and in his hand a short silver spear. With him was a number of his relations riding upon elephants and using a language which no one could understand, unless he had been some time among them. We sent him the usual present, for every ship putting into any port of India is expected to send a present to the magistrate of the place. Now, these people buy and receive as presents she-elephants, over which they put saddle cloth, but do not completely clothe them. But any ship not giving them their present, they will so work upon them with their magic that the sea will rise upon it and it will perish, or they will return upon and injure it. We then left this place, and in 15 days arrived at the island of Java, the place from which the incense of Java receives its name. And all the men and women of that isle have hounds' heads, and they be clept canocophalus, and they be full reasonable and of good understanding, save that they worship an ox for their god. And also every one of them beareth an ox of gold or silver in his forehead, in token that they love well their god. And they go all naked, save a little clout that they cover with their knees and their members. They be great folk, and well fighting, and they have a great targe that covereth all the body, with a spear in their hand to fight with. And if they take any man in battle, anon they eat him. The king of that isle is full rich and full mighty, and right devout after his law, and he hath about his neck 300 pearls orient, good and great and knotted, and in manner as we say our Ave Marias, counting the Pater Nosters, right so this king saith every day devoutly 300 prayers to his God before he eats. And he beareth also about his neck a ruby orient, noble and fine, that is a foot of length and 5 fingers large. And when they choose their king, they take him that ruby to bear in his hand, and so they lead him, riding all about the city. And from thence forward they all are obedient to him. And that ruby he shall bear always about his neck, for if he had not that ruby upon him, men would not hold him king. The great Chan of Cathay hath greatly coveted that ruby, but he might never have it for war, nor for any manner of goods. This king is so rightful and of equity in his domains that men may go calmly throughout all his country and bear with them what they list, in the knowledge that no man shall be hardy to rob them, and if he were, the king would be notified anon. From this land men go to another island that is clept Scylla, and it is well 800 miles about, and that land is full of much waste, for it is full of serpents, of dragons, and of cockadrills, that no man dwell there. Angermanane is a very large island. The people are without a king and are idolaters, and no better than wild beasts. And I assure you, all the men of this island of Angermanane have heads like dogs, and teeth and eyes likewise. In fact, in the face, they're all just like big, mastiff dogs. They have a quantity of spices, but they are a most cruel generation, and eat everybody that they can catch, if not of their own race. They live on flesh and rice and milk and have fruits different from any of ours. Now that I've told you about this race of people, as indeed it was highly proper to do in this book, I'll go on to tell you about an island called Ceylan, as you shall hear.